Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice. 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hello, hump day.
Hump day!
Long weekend coming up for a lot of people. Not everybody, but you know. Some people have like a Tuesday, Wednesday weekend, you know. We're so weekend normative. The Celebrity Trash this time around is brought to you by the... Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
I do.
Yes, the long weekend.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes. I mean, that's what you were talking to us, right? I mean...
Well, sure. I mean,
bragging,
I am
right?
Looking at you guys.
We're busy bragging, right?
We're a
3-day weekend, everyone.
Just kind of like, you know, being pigs in mud.
Right.
We're just, backstroking, breaststroking.
Right.
We're doing all this. We're stroking ourselves because we love the weekend so, so much. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by The Friend Zone. I hate The Friend Zone. I don't want to be stuck in The Friend Zone. Alice, can't you help me? Turns out, yes. Through the 14th, if you download the radio.com app and favorite Alice at 973, that's where your station, aren't we? Come on. Just put a little heart next to it. You'll get a chance to win a getaway for two to the Silverado Resort and Spa. This is a wonderful little Valentine's Day gift. You invite that friend of yours to, hey, we're going to the Silverado Spa and Resort. And by the way, we're not leaving friends. We're either getting in a massive fight because you want to stay in the friend zone,
or we
are doing some stuff.
Okay.
And friends is not an option anymore.
That
we're going to be doing stuff.
You're taking is not very enlightened.
I am laying down the law.
No.
There's an ultimatum.
Not, we don't talk
two
like
go
that
in,
anymore.
One comes out.
Oh, my God.
This hotel room is a battle scene. Anyway,
this is not a good
it's about
promotion.
Love. We're going to come out in love. It's a great promotion. You can get down. Get down at the in any way you choose at the Silverado Resort and Spa. Go to RadioAlice.com. All the details are there on how to enter, how to win. Super easy, though. If you're already a Radio.com person, heart the Alice 973. Make us your favorite. Sponsored in part by the San Francisco Gift and Jewelry Center, where social distance makes the heart grow fonder. Let's reunite at our place. Says sfgcjm.com.
Oh boy.
.com. There you go. Silverado. I'll go. Sounds good. Get someone out of the friend zone.
That sounds like you're killing somebody, though, the way you're wording that. It's not the.
No. Yay. I'm telling you, it's just we're going to come out.
Two go in and one comes out? That
yeah,
doesn't
one,
sound right.
One couple comes out, or just one person gets out of there alive. What one of those? You decide. Is it going to be a great weekend or not so great?
Or not.
Right. Look, it's tricky getting people out of the friend zone. You know, it's hard. You don't want to lose the friendship. But if you have to, you will at the Silverado Resort and Spa.
Okay, stop.
Get down on it.
Honestly.
Yeah. Get down on it. Woo. Get down on it. Oh, boy.
Get down on it. Come on.
Brin.
They should have
started that
song
a lot earlier.
Let me just say something.
I wanted to see her dig a hole.
There are times. No. That is not your job. Listen, when the host, as the producer, I know I don't want to tell you your job, but as the hosts start to dig holes, your job is to pull the shovel. Stop it. Stop.
I dug a hole and I hit oil. Come on.
You never know where it's going to go.
They should
know?
Use that for the promo.
That's right. Sometimes she strikes oil.
Yeah.
And sometimes. Sometimes we end up in long meetings with many apologies.
Yeah, we have one of those tomorrow. That should be fun. All right.
Oh, don't bring that up.
Yeah. Oh, God, I love meetings so much.
Must everything be like a public thing?
Yes, literally everything must be. It's hard for us. We wear our lives on our sleeves.
Yeah, apparently.
Have you noticed? Good mood. Forget that. Have you noticed? I am pissed because I have a 10-minute meeting coming up. This is an outrage. Right, Stiff Wind?
Stiff Wind.
The National Transportation Safety Board has released their findings.
Don't laugh at that, Brent.
Sorry.
That wasn't even funny. Okay, I'm in the middle of something else now. I'm trying to move on, but, you know, Stiff Wind is blowing me back. Stiff Wind won't let me continue.
Sarah?
Come on, man. Come on, Bill. The National Transportation Safety Board has surprised no one with their findings that the crash was caused by the pilot in the Kobe Bryant helicopter.
You mean it wasn't the backseat driver?
Turns out it wasn't.
Huh.
I know. It's amazing. They do say, I don't know if me and you were talking about this, or maybe it was on the Johnny Pie, but there is a piece of people that wants to please. It's like Michael Jackson's quote unquote doctor. You know, you give the...
We talked about that. There's no question that, you know, you want to be
Kobe's
important
guy
to a celebrity.
Right.
There are plenty of people like that. But you know what? That job is about following the rules and your training and knowing that the thing that I'm going to do right now is save your life and not take you up in a plane. Like, that's the gig.
Right.
So, yeah.
I can take your anger because I'm going to live through this.
Right.
So this guy, his name is Ara Zobayan, and he was the pilot in the Kobe Bryant helicopter crash. The NTSB is saying Ara Zobayan violated visual flight rules by flying into thick clouds without instruments and likely becoming so disoriented that he couldn't tell up from down. Zobayan reportedly thought he was ascending to break through the clouds, but he was actually banking left and descending. You would think some instrument would be going, hey, man, I know you think you're going up.
I saw a little bit of this on ESPN yesterday, and what they showed us was he didn't use his instruments or his training to deal with a situation.
I got this. I'm cool,
and
man.
So that and that, but the disorientation, I don't know about that. I just know that they're describing the possibility that he was disoriented and didn't follow his training and didn't use his instruments, because they would have told him what the situation he was. And the training, based on what the video I saw on ESPN was, the training is to go straight up. Straight up. That's straight up. That's, you don't turn.
Nothing else.
If you can't see, straight up
is your only option.
And he didn't do any of the things that he...
And he flew right into it. Like, he flew right into the clouds.
You know what it reminds me of is you were just describing that sort of... Is that a sycophant?
Right.
Or anyone trying to please a celebrity? Princess Diana was in a car with a security guard racing around trying to avoid
the paparazzi
when all they needed to do was just stop.
Right.
I mean, yes, they didn't want their picture taken, but that dude, and then it turns out the dude had some drugs in his system and whatnot.
I think he was drinks too, right? I
mean,
whatever it was,
it just reminded me, like, there's an example of someone who thought they were helping and ended up killing people.
Yep. The pilot was experienced. It wasn't like he was a newbie, but the company that owned the helicopter was only certified to fly under visual flight rules, and it's not cleared to fly using instruments alone. It's not permitted to fly under limited visibility. There were 184 aircraft crashes between 2010 and 2019 involving this kind of spatial disorientation, 20 fatal helicopter crashes among those. The NTSB already recommends something called terrain awareness and warning systems. And we've heard about this, I think, in the course of this investigation. They're devices that signal when you're about to crash. Stop. There's something in your way. The FAA doesn't require them on helicopters, and, of course, the one that Kobe was flying in wasn't equipped with them. The pilot should have known that flying into bad weather was a risky idea. Officials suggest it's just a bad decision, that he may not have had any experience flying through heavy clouds. He said it's such a bad decision, he may not have had any experience flying through heavy clouds at all. The investigators say This Zobayan, the pilot, may have also felt continuation bias, an unconscious tendency among pilots to stick with the original plan despite changing conditions, especially if they're close to their destination. The morning of the crash, heavy fog, low clouds were reported in parts of L.A., and helicopters throughout the city were grounded, including law enforcement helicopters. Touring companies were not allowed to take people up. But this guy said, no, I'm going to get Kobe where he needs to go, and that's that. And so that's the conclusion of their investigation. The pilot was at fault, which is incredibly sad. And honestly, if you follow Kobe's wife, Vanessa, it's heartbreaking. I mean, it's heartbreaking anyway, just to think about it. But then to see these things, on various birthdays and things that just landmarks, benchmarks that go by, she's posting this stuff that just, if you feel like crying, follow Vanessa Bryant. It's tough.
Grieving is personal for everyone, and mm-hmm. plenty of people never get over anything, you know, in that respect. You see these posts on Facebook often these are not celebrities. They're regular people, friends, family who will post. Every year this anniversary comes around of your death, and I am still in the same pain. So it's terrible.
It is. It's awful. And it's just losing her husband, obviously, absolutely horrible. But to lose a child, I can't even imagine it. Like 6 Feet Under said it best when they said, there isn't even a name for that. If you lose a husband, you're a widow. If you lose a wife, you're a widower. When you lose your parents, you're an orphan. But there is no word for a parent who's lost a child. And it's just, ugh, you just don't even want to go there in your head. Okay, let's hear something fun. Fun! Imagine what 4 million bobbleheads all in one place would look like. That's got to be a really big warehouse, right? This is a coronavirus-related crisis that you probably have not heard about or thought about or considered. And now I ask you, think about what 4 million bobbleheads all in one place look like. These are the bobbleheads that were not given out by Major League Baseball last year.
Okay. I'm like, you know what? You're saying, imagine 4 million bobbleheads. And I am. Mm-hmm. And then I thought of the George Kittle bobblehead that I broke.
Oh.
So pissed off. But that's another story entirely. I mean, I wanted to blame it on the kids, but it was me. I'm the one that dropped it and broke the dumb thing.
Well,
and now
stiff
I'm
wind,
off
you know,
about
blows
it.
Blows the stuff right off the desk.
It's cool breeze. Please stop that. Okay, so 4 million bobbleheads from baseball.
For example, the Pittsburgh Pirates had a Trevor Williams bobblehead day set for last August, so they had them made. And no place to give them away. They planned on giving away 10,000 bobbleheads with Trevor in a Star Wars Stormtrooper outfit. There it is. They're out there, guys. Celebration did not happen, as you know. And now Trevor Williams has moved on to the Chicago Cubs.
I was just about to say, it's okay as long as the guy didn't switch teams. You can do it this year, but...
The Pirates sent him 200 of the bobbleheads, and the rest, which are jammed into 917 boxes, are in a storage unit in Pittsburgh. Like, what do you do? Do you just repaint them with somebody else's face?
I would still, you know what I'd do? I'd still give them out. I bet you there's still fans of the guy. There's still guys wearing that guy's jersey. I'd just give them out.
Sure.
Be like,
give them out.
You
Here's
don't
a
want
memento.
One. Don't take it. But usually, my experience with free stuff,
I'll take
it. Take any damn thing. Plenty of people will be like, I'm going to try to get this signed today. He left the team last year. What are you talking about?
They also had a bobblehead day set for Josh Bell, who they just traded to the Washington Nationals. So I don't know where those toys are. And I don't know how many of those they had made. But they're saying every team is having these problems.
Mm-hmm.
So if the guy's still on your team, no problem. You clear out that storage space next year when the fans are back in the stands. You're all set. It's these people who, and these things are just plastic and just junk. They're,
Mine wasn't plastic. Mine was like a...
Oh, that resin. It's that...
It cracked. His arm broke off. And I'm like, oh, no! What am I supposed to do here?
The company that makes these bobbleheads, there's, one place where you can call for your bobblehead. They say about 4 million of those are sitting in warehouses out there. Obviously, the teams will try and use them, but...
And give them out anyway.
Yeah, I mean, just distribute them. Just like collector's edition. This guy left. Here it is. I don't know if they can be recycled. I don't know about that resin. I mean, to me, that's just like, I don't know what that is.
It's more garbage for the landfill is what it is.
And it's all sitting in warehouses right now. I got a little more on that Super Bowl streaker guy.
Yeah.
That you told us this whole story where this guy, you know, apparently bet on himself and then it didn't have to be a streaker, it turns out. It
just, the story is that he won $374,000 by making a bet in advance of the game and then fulfilling it by streaking.
Doing it himself. Mm-hmm. And streaking, it does turn out that is naked. All he bet on was a fan would break out and run onto the field. But there are places, so it's unclear. Like he's saying, I won this money. I did this. I bet on myself. I'm all good. I look incredible in a mankini. He doesn't look
it. He pulls his butt down here. Pulls his pants down and shows his butt right there.
Oh, and still manages to outrun everyone on the field. I mean, he goes the full 100 yards. It's unbelievable.
They stick him pretty good right there, though. That guy put an elbow in his.
Yeah, he's down as he breaks the plane of the end zone.
Body slam.
Ow. Well, nothing worse than anybody else on the field got that day. Mahomes is going,
yeah, that guy got off easy. He only had to run 100 yards. I had to shoot 500
scrambling to get the hell out of there. So it's actually unclear if he actually did this or if he's just saying he did, because there's some sports book. I don't know if this is legal or not or whatever, but somebody checked in with an actual bookie who said that there was no way anybody would take a $50,000 stake on a prop bet like that. But the guy is pretty convincing. He went on the air in Fort Lauderdale or Lakeland, Florida, on some show, and he's insisting that he really did bet on himself, and even talks about like his whole experience with it. What did you grab any of this? Or did
I sure did.
Okay, great.
Once we came up with this idea to do this, I called one of my friends, and he goes, "I wonder if there's a prop bet for that." So we start searching Bovada. Bovada prop bet was +750 for a fan to run onto the field. So I immediately started calling every single person I know and asked them to set up an account with Bovada and place this bet for me. I did as many as I can, and with the difference, we made about $370,000.
So he says that, which actually that makes more sense hearing him say it like that, because he bet in total apparently $50,000. So it sounds like he had a bunch of people do this. I wouldn't.
He either doesn't understand the American media, which we'll dig into that and prove him a liar, or he does understand and he's giving you the details so you know he's telling the truth.
He says that he went with a friend, and that friend started a ruckus. The whole plan was he starts a ruckus, security runs at that guy, and that's when he got out onto the. You know, the whole bait and switch thing. You cause a distraction. Cover me. And then managed to get out onto the field. And it was quite spectacular, the amount of time he got. He was actually on TV. I mean, a lot of times, like you said, they just cut away from that. They don't want to encourage that crap.
In the past, they've had footballers and even baseballers get involved and tackle the people. And they've learned now they don't want lawsuits. They're not involved. They just watch that happen and wait for security to deal with it.
Stand up and back up, right. Just you don't want any part of that. Right. You break some guy's arm. You're now suddenly the idiot is suing you.
Right.
And finally, just quickly, and, you know, we'll end with this. It's not great news for Tommy. The Super Bowl 55 scored the smallest audience since 2007.
Say that again?
The Super Bowl 55, which I would have thought, since we got nothing else to do, that this would have been the biggest one. It's the smallest audience that has watched since 2007. They're saying it looks like a total of 96.4 million, which is still an enormous audience.
Yeah, that's still the number one show for the year.
Guaranteed. Oh, no question. No question. Last year's Super Bowl looks like 102 million viewers. And that was on Fox, I believe.
So this year, CBS. 5 million less or something like that?
Yeah, it's not the end of the world. I just wanted to So you didn't win everything, Tom. Okay, so all right, Stiff Breeze, what's coming up in the news?
Oh, the pettiness is unbelievable.
That was
I think
story.
It's kind of believable. Wow. I think it's a little bit believable.
Unbelievable. Anyway, I'm going to tell you how to save yourself and your social media accounts from that ex of yours. Another story about exes. Yikes.
Boy.
Also, the number of people who say I love you when they've never even met the person in person.
Oh.
Oh, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.